Hi, this is Gage Flancher with my submission for the Paul Engle Glory of the Census contest. Stolen. Summer signifies many things for many people. For students, it could be the freedom to do as they please on these warm summer days. For parents, it could mean more family time because kids are out of school. But to me, summer meant baseball. Nearly every weekend, my team would travel to a destination to play ball. Many of my friends from school were on that team, which made the occasion even more special. One luscious weekend, we traveled to Des Moines to play state baseball, something that happened only once a summer. It was what our team had been working for. This summer was a grind. We practiced 2 to 3 times a week and almost always played tournaments on the weekends that consisted of 3 to 4 games. Many of the competitions were hot. All of the players, especially the catcher, who wears protective gear, were sweating profusely due to the blazing Iowa temperatures. The summer can be brutal, but the reward from the field makes it all worth it. That weekend in Des Moines was special for many reasons. It marked the first time our team would compete in the UAAA state tournament. Those who lost games on Saturday were doomed to the 8 a.m. start. Our motivation was set in place from the get-go, and we got off to a quick start. The first day of competition was somewhat random. Our team played 2 games to determine who, when, and where we would play on Sunday. It was prominent that we all wanted to do well, due to the fact that at age 12, we all dreaded the 8 a.m. start. We came out and played 2 tough games, one against Iowa City West Trojans, whom we beat 7-4, a fairly high-scoring game at that level of baseball. Next, we played Jefferson Jayhawks, a team out of Cedar Rapids. We handily defeated them 6-2. This was our goal. We handily defeated our opponents on Saturday to ensure good games on Sunday. As a team, we normally all stayed in a hotel close to the Ball Diamonds so that we didn't have to wake up terribly early in the morning. This provided a time for team chemistry to form. As a team, we stayed in the hotel often. At a spot to the left of the entrance of the Marriott, we loved to play wiffle ball. It was tradition. After taking a piping hot shower and cleaning off the salty sweat, we got dressed again, just to play the sport we love some more. During wiffle ball, the rules changed just a bit. The field was restricted to the small ditch to the side of the hotel, with a small fence leading to a patio. So the batter had to use his offhand, resulting it being harder to hit. A few unlucky players sacrificed their shoes to create bases. We would play well after the sun goes down, only fearing the beckoning call of our parents urging the children to go back to bed. Sleep was inevitably important for performance on the next day. Though the hotel made it difficult, we made the most of it. Because of the late start the next day, we ate breakfast and nearly cleared out the subpar Marriott food that tasted so delectable at the time. This was one of those Iowa days where you just can't think of living in a more beautiful place. It was a nice 78 with a little breeze, so just when you feel like you're overheating, you get a gust of wind, like your own personal air conditioning. It was a great day for ball. Our first game was against the Yankees, a team named after a professional team in New York. They were a great ball team, and by far our best opponent of the weekend. The game was stagnant towards the beginning. It was a game of yo-yo, back and forth. We both scored runs. It was nearing the end of the second of the game, and that's when I was told I would be pitching the next inning. I was stoked. In a tight ball game, a pitcher can make or break the situation. If off, that can mean the game's over, and with that, our season. But today, I was feeling it. My catcher behind the plate and the defense seemed to have a great confidence in me as they shouted praises such as, "Let's go, and you got this." This was by far the highest point in my short baseball career so far. I specifically remember throwing the pitch I learned just recently, the curveball, more than average this game. The posters rarely made contact with the pitch as it would drop nearly a foot and a half and move from right to left. I could feel the sweat dripping from my face now and tasted the salt, though I could not tell whether it was from nervousness or the midday heat. Eventually, the game was over and we won our toughest battle yet. With the Yankees, we were on top of the world. Sometimes during the after-game shenanigans, the phrase "house money" was thrown around, and that became the mantra of the Cedar Falls Tigers for the state baseball tournament. Then it was time. A championship game against the Shockers from Waukee. We had never faced this team, but we knew that this would be the toughest game yet. With pitching restrictions for most of the great arms on both teams were done or only had a few innings left of use. They had a tall lefty that threw hard. He was slightly inaccurate, and that gave us an edge. We were able to go up to the plate with a mentality that no matter what, there was a chance to get on base. It was back and forth all game, and they didn't sit easy for the fans or players. In baseball especially, the game can be anyone's at any time, and there's always a chance. And just when you count someone out, that's when they surprise you. That's why most are drawn to it. Towards the end of the game, I had found myself on the base for the second time that game. First time on a walk and the second time on a single to the left. I stood on first base, ready to get the signs from my third base coach. I was told to steal. Though maybe now, that would not be so smart. Back then, I could really move. So in the blink of an eye, second base was my new home. I had butterflies in my stomach, knowing I could possibly be the winning run and a tilt in the scales of our direction. Again, I took the signs from coach. Steal, once again. Sort of confused and anxious, I looked down at my dusty cleats and braced for what could make or break what seemed to be my whole life. I took off with all I had and made it to third, safe. My dugout cheering me on allowed me to regain my energy and confidence quickly, though not knowing I would need it, that energy shortly. Stealing home is a very seldom seen action in baseball. It takes skill, timing, and most importantly, trust. Trust in your teammate not to swing, and trust in your coach that this was the right decision. This was what I was told to do on that hot Sunday afternoon, and I could not believe what my coach had told me. My mixed emotions went from anxious and excited to worried, and then it happened. My coach telling me to run, I put my head down and ran as fast as I could. I remember diving headfirst into home plate, kicking up a dust cloud and choking on some that had slipped into my mouth on the way down. After the dust settled, I remember hearing the crowd's slightly confused roars, not being able to tell whether I was safe or out. But once the dust settled, it was evident that the catcher did not have the ball. This meant I was safe. The championship was secured, and I was ecstatic. My young baseball career had now recently become much more exciting. We were champions, and as all champions do, we had a pig pile on the mound, celebrating our victory over our opponents. As all this is happening, I hear someone shout house money, and I could not help but crack half a smile as my best friends were jumping on top of me. And that's when I knew I wanted to spend all of my summers doing this, having fun with friends and competing. And that's what summer means to me. Thank you for listening to my submission for the Paul Engel Glory the Census contest.